קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי
preparation to the morning lesson from the writing of Baal Sulam.
אין תרופה בשום פנים.
There is no other cure for humanity but the acceptance of the commandment of providence bestowed upon others in order to bring contentment to the creator in the measure of the two verses. The first is love thy friend as thyself, which is the attribute of the work itself. This means that the measure of work to bestow upon others for the happiness of society should be no less than the measure imprinted in man to care for his own needs. Moreover, he should put his fellow person's needs before his own. And the other verse is, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. This is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes when laboring for one's friend's needs. This means that he labors and toils only to be liked by the Creator, that he said, and they do his will.
The purpose of creation is to do good to his creatures. This benefit can be complete only on the condition that the creature reaches the degree of the Creator. Therefore, this state is called Adam, one who resembles, Dome. In order to be similar, however, to remain independent, he has to be incorporated of both the independent part of him, which is the will to receive, and the will to bestow the form. His matter is the will to receive, and his form is the will to bestow, which resembles the Creator. That is the final form of the Creator. In order to do that, the Creator, to start with, from the complete creature that he created, however, without the sensation of an attainment of the creature himself, which is Malchut of Ein Sof, he lowers this creature, pushes him away from himself, and takes him down through 125 degrees away from himself. And by that, he builds for the creature an independent state, disconnected from himself. And later on, he gives the creature an awakening, both on behalf of the creature, the will to receive, that he'll want more, that he'll feel bad, and also from the side of the will to bestow, the point in the heart, an awakening so that he'll be drawn towards the good, so that the creature, by these two forces that exactly operate on these two discernments, one over his matter and the other over his form, in such a way the creature begins to advance. And between these two forces he builds himself. Between these two forces that then turn into two lines. And in such a way he advances. But his advancement has to be in order to be precisely in these two forces, which is according to the intention that through the love of the creatures he'll reach love of the Creator. That love thy friend as thyself, by that he develops his own correction, the correction of the Kli, but the Kli should be corrected in order to bestow. Well, bestow towards what? That too should be always the purpose of the correction. In every appeal, in every part, in order to reach, and you should love the Lord thy God. Therefore, Israel, the light and the creator, the three lines must be present in every action and be connected together. Where Israel is the man, let's say, Kudsha Brichu, the creator, is the, sorry, Oraita, the light, is the force that corrects him, and Kudsha Brichu, the creator, is the goal. So where does one discover Oraita, the Torah? In the group. Then he discovers there what is the evil inclination and why he needs the Torah, the spice, in order to reach the creator. So by joining always the matter and the form, the desire, his desirable matter and form, in order to become Adam, according to the example, which is in the first state, to reach the same state in the third state, this is how one advances.